National Indigenous Peoples Day was celebrated Alberta-wide on June 21st, with celebrations all over the province featuring powwow dancing, cuisine, art, and so much more. The Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society, located in central Edmonton, held a big celebration, and Amelia Gada Husseidi, the strategic planner with the Indigenous Relations Office with the City of Edmonton, attended the huge event and spoke on what National Indigenous Peoples Day means to her.
So I am Indigenous. I'm from the Kalu family of Michelle First Nation, and it's really impactful to me to be able to come out and celebrate and be with community and gather today, because when I was younger, this was not something that happened. It wasn't something that was talked about. It was not something that was celebrated. And so it is incredible to be out here today with so many friends and relatives, just connecting and gathering and hearing our language, hearing our songs, seeing arts and crafts, and as well for me being able to participate in today with my son.
Just down the road from Bent Arrow, the Bissell Center held their own celebration, and Sarah Higgins, the Director of Indigenous Engagement and Integrated Family Services at the Bissell Center, spoke on what National Indigenous People's Day means to her.
So as a Métis woman, this day means a day of thoughtfulness, recognition, and honor to my ancestors, my elders, my children, and my community.
Just outside of the city, Spruce Grove held their own celebration that featured the grand opening of the Sky Dancer Indigenous Cultural Center and Art Gallery. Diane Mealy, the president of the Sky Dancer Indigenous Cultural Society, spoke as well on what National Indigenous People's Day means to her.
It means that finally we're getting recognized. I used to work for Windspeaker, National Indigenous Newspaper. Back in that day, there were protests. There was just such a great divide, and there was so many people trying for a better way of life for Indigenous people, and it was pretty rough around the edges trying to get people to understand. And then, I hate to say it, but when the graves were found, then people started to realize this is real. This is pain. This is what happened to a nation's children. And they could take it into their own hearts and realize how they would be affected by that. This is a day for us to celebrate. September 30th is kind of sad because of the truth and reconciliation around the graves that were found, but this day is a celebration that we're here and we're loud and proud, and you're going to keep hearing from us as we walk together.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.